listen to the Black Guy Who Tips podcast because Rod and Karen are hot.
Woke up like the shit. I feel like I'm Bernie Sanders. Packing out the show. I'll go hammer on your campus. I like my girls young, but could probably fuck your grandma. Dick like Bernie Sanders. Woo! Sick like Bernie Sanders. Woo! Don't got time for these hoes. I rob Hillary safe. Plus my white girl back at home look like Hillary Swank. And my black girl on the road look like Hillary Banks. Fuck like Bernie Sanders. Woo! Sluts like Bernie Sanders. Hey! Welcome to the Black Out Test Podcast with your host Rod and
Karen.
Can you believe there are people that skip the lyrics part of this show?
Mm-hmm.
Idiots. we're back on a Saturday.
I don't know, it's the best part to me.
Yeah, they probably don't even listen to feedback, don't worry about it. This is a feedback show. We do it every Saturday for people that, you know, really like and support the show. It's a great way to have your voice heard, to hear what people thought about the show and the feedback that they have for us and what we think about their feedback.
Mm-hmm.
It's really meta like that. Of course, you can find this show on theblackouttips.com, on iTunes, The Black Out Tips. Just search The Black Out Tips and we'll come up. Leave us 5-star reviews on iTunes and Stitcher and we read them on the show as long as we like them.
Yep.
The motto of the show is nothing's wrong if it's funny.
Yeah, sometimes people have a tendency to forget that.
Yep. And of course, the official weapon of the show is
the taser,
an unofficial sport
is bullet ball,
a bullet ball extreme. And today's podcast is brought to you by listeners just like you. That's right. And speaking of those listeners, we got to get out and talk about the people that actually donated to the show.
Mm-hmm.
You can go to theblackouttips.com, right down the front page is a donation thing. You can like sign up, make recurring donations and one-time donations, whatever you want to do, and we appreciate it. We'll play a little ditty for you guys and we'll give you your shout outs.
Yeah, bitch,
what's happening?
Shouts out to Bernie Sanders.
Oh, I thought I just wasn't supposed to have no political, you know, you couldn't tell people how to vote.
What? You're just feeling the burn here.
You sure this is not promoting a candidate?
Is feeling yourself burning, is that promoting a candidate?
Presidential candidate, Bernie Sanders.
Howdy ho, bitch, this is Ned Flanders.
Bernie Sanders.
Oh, okay, fine. I'll.
I'm sorry.
I'll go with the traditional choir.
Thank you.
I dedicate this song to recession, depression, and unemployment.
Thank you. I don't want to come shutting us down.
This song's for you.
Today's a new day.
Today's a new day, and we got to shout out recession, depression, and unemployment.
Yep.
Shirley Huang Esquire, please say the Esquire, donate, recurring, thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Jane M, recurring donator, thank you, Jane. Josh W, recurring donator, thank you, Josh.
Mm-hmm.
That's my man, Wonga. Tanya S, recurring donator, thank you, Tanya. Rosalie V, recurring donator, thank you, Rosalie. Dana W, recurring donator, thank you, Dana.
Mm-hmm.
Jennifer, 40 ounces of love with the recurring donation.
Aww.
Alexis H, recurring donator. Corey the Tickler, all the way from Memphis, visiting, recurring donator.
You see you.
Tabitha M, recurring donator. Official, yes. Recurring donation, first time donator, Conrad.
Yep.
Max, oh, go ahead, Ken.
Because they teaching the class, it's full. We might have to expand.
Maxi G, recurring donator. I believe that's new. Maxi.
Yep. Never heard that before.
Brina H, recurring donator. Thank you, Brina.
Mm-hmm.
Chris D, all the way from Hawaii, sending us that love. Appreciate you, Chris.
Thank you.
Maurice November, sending us his money from the drug cartel. We appreciate that.
Yes, your season. You can take off that off-white and put on that white, so it's officially spring.
It's time to go full pink on them.
Yes.
But
pastel,
yeah,
that's everything.
That's everybody that donated. Thank you.
But tell me, where are my blue skies?
Where is that love, y'all?
Where is the love and the joy that you promised me? Tell me it's all right.
The truth is,
I almost gave up, but a power that I can't explain.
The Holy Ghost power
fell from heaven like a shower.
Now I know we've been hurt, y'all, but still.
All right. Let's get into the people that left 5-star reviews. We got a few on iTunes.
Woo-hoo!
That's right. Talons 103 left a 5-star review. How can you not love this? I've been listening to this podcast a little over 2 years now, and I can honestly say it made me a better person. Rod and Karen mix humor with facts and good old common sense in their social commentary. It's also like a mini therapy session for free. Thanks, Obamacare. Because they get to reflect on your own motivations for common sense in their social commentary. It's also like, motivations for why you feel the way you feel about everything from Kim K to Bernie Sanders. There you go. Sorry, got skipped a line. All while getting you to laugh. This podcast gets me through my work days, commutes, long family car rides, and all situations where I'd rather be listening to the voices in my head than interacting with the general public. However, I don't recommend listening at the gym while on cardio equipment. Nothing is more embarrassing than laughing so hard you trip on the treadmill. Keep up your great work, Rod and Karen.
Be safe out there, exercisers.
Thank you.
Folks walking their dogs. I think we had one person, I'm like, lose their dog. We had to wonder where the dog was.
Mm-hmm. And they had to write in the next week, like, I found a dog.
Right.
But yeah, I appreciate that. I'm glad that we make people think about how they feel. I think, that's something, you know, the world needs more. People need to think about how and why they feel certain ways. You know, I think, in society, we have this idea of like this entitlement of I feel a certain way, and then we do the work backwards from there. Which sometimes is, you know, sometimes can work out, but every once in a while, people feel a certain way, and then they don't actually think about why they feel that way. They just accept it, you know?
Yep, because at the end of the day, nobody wants to challenge how they feel, because a lot of times, once you begin to challenge how you feel or reflect on how you feel, or actually the biggest issue is get to the root of the problem on why you feel that way, people will realize they got some fucked up philosophies and some fucked up views on life and how they view people and shit like that. And that will cause change. And Lord forbid people have to change their lives, or you realize something that you've been taught since a child or your parents has taught you is wrong. Lord forbid you grew up and your parents weren't perfect. Oh, my God.
Yeah, a lot of times, you know, I think everybody has these blind spots. But when you think back from, like, I feel this way, therefore life should work that way. Sometimes you gotta do the math. You gotta figure it out in your head as to why it is that way. Like, there's people that I feel uncomfortable seeing two same sex people kiss. Okay, but you need to follow that math back to why is that, why is that? And when the end result is something like, I don't want to see gay people get married. And it's like, well, exactly why, you know, why should that be okay? For you to just feel that way and now somebody else can't get married, you know? But I think, you know, our show challenges that on a lot of levels, and I'm glad it does. And I'm glad people, you know, sometimes it gets through, sometimes it doesn't, you know, and sometimes we're working it through ourselves. It's not like we're always, at the final spot that we're going to be at. Maybe 5 years from now, we'll feel a different way about certain things.
Yep. As you grow older, you evolve and you change. Your perspective change. Shit that's like depressing right now, mad about 5 or 10 more years, you'd be like, I don't give a rat's ass about that shit. So, you know, I think that's just part of growing. And I think we both try to challenge that, because I know I've done reflecting. I've looked back. I've evolved. I've changed. I've challenged myself. And that is a very, very hard process, to take a mirror and turn around and look and see your flaws and see where you can actually be a better person. Because at the end of the day, people don't want to be a better person. They think the person that they are now is their final form. And that's not true. If you want to grow and evolve and become a better person, you've got to learn how to change.
T Coop says, I can't get enough 5 stars. This podcast is one of the very best out there. I've tried others, but Rod and Karen will keep you coming back for more. I'm addicted to this podcast. I listen at on the way to work, at work, washing dishes, and in the shower. If you're not listening to this podcast, you're not keeping up with the best life has to offer. Thank you.
Thank you, sweetie.
Let the congregation say 5 stars, says Mr. Knight. Peace and love to my favorite podcast. After resetting my password 3 times, I'm finally able to say, every time the hotel theme music starts, I laugh from a good place deep down in my soul. Keep up the good work.
You're welcome. They ain't going nowhere, baby.
Yeah, that Wu-Tang Forever first track Got the hotepest shit ever.
Shit, that fool, I knew what the fuck a hotep was.
Yeah, I feel bad for people that go by the term hotep and they like trying to make it mean something good, because it's just not gonna work, because you know people have decided that it's bad now. So you know, I see people that are like, I call myself a proud hotep, and I'm like, all right, but you know that some of these people saying a bunch of dumb shit call themselves proud hoteps too, so
come on, dog.
Y'all just got a lot of work to reform that image, you know. Just good luck, you know. I'm not gonna tell you not to do it, but good luck, because it's a
battle, because it's more terrible ones than good ones.
Yeah, there's a lot of people out here talking about don't eat carbon-based food and shit, and it's like, I don't know what y'all gonna do, because those videos getting a million hits, and your sensible hotepery is getting like 5 shares. It's just
you and
not
your
happening.
Family, and that's it.
Falloose Brown says overdue 5 stars. Underdue, what does that mean? Overdue 5 stars. I'll make this quick and nice and quick, like a high school student on the prom. Super great podcast. It's a staple of my rotation. Thank you.
They don't gotta be long, y'all.
MSKRW says, love the show, 5 stars. Like the review you read last week. I also thought you were freestyling at the start of the show until you got to a rapper I knew, which took a while. Y'all got me watching. Yeah, you know what? I was reading this message board. Okay. All right. It was just, I stumbled upon it by accident. I was just Googling the show. Something I think I'm going to stop doing because I don't want to know anything bad anybody has to say about me. But I was Googling the show and I saw this message board. You don't what? Karen?
Oh, Google the show.
Yeah, but sometimes, you know, like we have stats on our board too that tell you like you got hits from this website and that website. Right. So I was like, oh shit, they talking about us over there. Let me go check them out. Mm-hmm. You know, and I thought it was, you know, among our people.
Yeah, periodically you should though, because you never
know what people are saying. Right. You know, like I've caught people trying to pretend to be us and shit before.
Come on, dog.
So, you know, maybe I'm not going to stop Googling, but you know, we're getting to the point where the show's getting bigger. People are listening to us. They're not necessarily in the, you know, in the fam like that. It's just kind of more voyeuristic. But I was reading this one website, and it was like, I hate when they do those lyrics. They started to show those old man lyrics. Who told this nigga he could rap and all this shit?
Old
and I was
man
like,
lyrics.
I'm like, I'm not making them up.
A lot of people think you are.
Like, these aren't my lyrics. I'm just reading lyrics from artists that I like or songs that I find good or funny. But I was like, well,
old man lyrics.
Until last week, I'm like, I didn't know Kendrick Lamar was old man lyrics. Like the song is,
he does have an old soul,
right? The song be like 2 weeks old. It's like, here this nigga goes again freestyling
that old man Martin Luther King civil right ass lyrics.
Right? Maybe people just don't listen to lyrics. They don't know what the fuck.
No, they don't. Mm-mm.
They're like, that's what Trinidad James was saying. Like, yeah, right. Nigga, it's right there.
People don't listen.
But yeah, I saw that. I was just like, but those ain't my lyrics. Mm-mm. Anyway, y'all got me watching The Walking Dead and Fear The Walking Dead. I didn't care for They Walking when it first started, but listening to the recast and your enthusiasm for the shows made me give They Walking another shot. I'm still 3 seasons behind, but I enjoy the recast that much more because I get to know what happens beforehand. You have also turned me on to a lot of great podcasts, Three Guys On, Movie Trailer Reviews, etc. You always keep me thinking. Thank you, and keep up the great work. # Team Iron Man. People are starting a team Captain America, Team Iron Man, Civil War stuff.
I don't know. I need to see if I make my decision.
I like that you said it like everybody's waiting on it. Like, I don't know. It's going to be a major.
You have to earn my vote.
Earn this damn vote or lose.
Right.
Waiting on Karen's endorsement.
Right.
For Team Iron Man or Team Captain America.
Yeah, this vote is more important than my real vote.
I know. Man, the vote.
Right. I'm more enthusiastic about it.
The Best by Da Soup, who says, the best podcast out there. Enough says, subscribe today. I wrote my review, Karen. Please don't hurt me.
Thank you for writing your review, sweetie.
JCrack003 says, I love this podcast. 5 stars. This is the funniest podcast around, bar none. I finally caught up on all the episodes, so now Queen Karen can take me off her list of freeloaders to shame. This podcast is highly necessary as it serves many underserved factions of our society. TBGWT Nation, one love.
Thank you, sweetie.
Mun Dizzle Dazzle.
That's a name.
They write in, what's the yams?
What's the yams?
The yams is the power that be. That dude was terrible.
He was horrible.
Oh, yes, you can. Oh, yes, you can. Anyway, it's coming up on 1 year, my 1 year blackout tips anniversary. And I'm really just trying to make sure Karen don't whoop my tail for just now writing a review. My favorite moments of this podcast are anytime y'all sing and when Karen will bust out with 100 in the middle of the episode randomly because she knows we're all just constantly playing a game of effing with black people.
Mm-hmm.
You two are so awesome. As a North Carolinian transplant living in Brooklyn, you make me miss home. When I first looked at the podcast about a year ago, who was listening to a podcast for 2 hours? That was the first thought she had. And now I get to Wednesday fiending for more. One of these days I'll kick in a premium, but times is tough. Well, you up there in the big city, I understand.
Yeah, it's expensive, baby.
Yeah, I heard they renting out closets for like $1,200 a month.
Come on, dog. And she said Brooklyn.
Yeah.
Yeah, Brooklyn is one of the most expensive places to live in the country, sweetie.
You can't afford those artisanal cheeses and a premium subscription. Come on, now. You know you're going to get gentrified out of there. Be careful. When I run out of TBGWTs, I will turn to the many podcasts you've turned me on, like What's the Tea, shout out to Nick, Jill, and Reg, love them, or Three Guys On. I love that you support other podcasts that are actually worth their salt. Such great recommendations. For now, I'll leave Queen Karen 5 stars and leave y'all with the satisfaction that you have made my life and undoubtedly the life of many others so much better by making us laugh and showing us by your black ass media coverage that not only do we matter, but we are so, so dope. Keep being great. I love you guys.
Thank you.
That's good. Pleasure Podcast 5 stars. Maggie Beast 27 says, I have enjoyed listening to Ron and Karen every day over the past month. The segments are perfect and unique to them, and I love it. I look forward to seeing them grow. Much success. Thanks, Maggie Beast 27.
Thank you.
We look forward to growing and having more success.
We do. And now those of you that have put your 5-star tips in the offering, y'all can look around at everybody else like they ain't shit because they know that they ain't gay.
Mm-hmm. Fold your arms and judge them. Okay?
Judge harshly.
Many of y'all have friends that listen to the podcast. You put them on to the podcast. Right. Y'all go to y'all coworkers.
Y'all talk about it all the time.
Y'all go to the gym. Y'all got boyfriends and girlfriends and all this stuff that y'all done put on to the show and they don't leave 5-star reviews and you just left one. It's time to judge, y'all. It's time for you.
You get a pass to judge.
Fold your arms like a married couple in church.
Hold your nose up.
Start looking at them like, look at them coming straight from the club.
Sinners.
Look, she probably had that on last night at the damn spot. That's what I need y'all to start doing and guilting these people and leaving us 5-star reviews.
Yes, and also, as a reminder, for those who live outside of the continental United States, this does include Canada and Mexico. Let us know because iTunes is like United States only. So if you left one in Canada, Mexico, we don't see them.
We also got 5-star reviews on Stitcher. 5 stars by a 6th grade teacher. This is the name of this account. Y'all were worth this whole mess. Here's what happened. I gave up white media for Lent. I began to discover amazing podcasts, including the Blackout Tips. I love y'all. When I only listen to NPR podcasts, I never heard anyone who represented how I felt or the experiences I've been through. I feel smarter and better when I listen to this show. Rod and Karen are up on current events from political news to pop culture scandals. I love The Walking Dead Wednesdays. Even if your description of that kid's eye getting shot off made me feel really gross. It was so gross, though.
Yeah,
I also love Guess the Race. I secretly want to do something ridiculous because I'm mixed and I could throw people off. She out here playing. You out here playing crime, 6th grade teacher. I just want to like slap somebody with a sword and then I make the show and people be like, what race is it?
Yeah, you really mess people up.
The chat room is on point. My first episode I started listening to was Angry Feminist This Machine, and now I'm hooked. Karen is always telling us we need to leave these reviews, but I'm Washington State native, so my PC straight up refused to go to iTunes. When Stitcher was finally back up, I found the show and spent no less than 15 minutes and 2 YouTube videos figuring out how to leave a 5-star review. Worth it. Everyone needs to listen, and if you can, step up and be a premium subscriber. Oh,
thank you. And for some reason, Stitcher is very difficult for whatever reason. If you want to leave us a 5-star review on Stitcher, actually Google the Black Guy Who Tips Stitcher page And once that pop up, you can actually leave a review straight through that page. That's the simplest way to do it.
Yeah. Also, you know, with Stitcher or whatever, it was down for a bit. So it might have been that too.
Minute. Yeah.
Doug writes in 5 stars. This is the one black guy who tips. Do yourself a favor and make a regular appointment to listen. Sponsored by Bevel and Adam and Eve, Shadow Dog Productions and their original sport, Bullet Ball, the Bullet Ball Extreme. So you know it has to be good. With the motto, nothing's wrong if it's funny, Rod and Karen host a show that is unapologetically black, but all are welcome into the living room. Now, if you think unapologetically black means that they think black folks can do no wrong, you're sadly mistaken. While you listen to their simultaneously hilarious, insightful, and sometimes justifiably enraged commentary on all things current, from pop culture to geek culture to movies, music, and politics, you will regularly hear them hilariously skewer everyone who needs to be skewered. Black folks, including such as Hotels, Bill Cosby, and Meek Mill. And then to anchor it with all the humor, they end every show with the regular game show segment of guest erasing their crusade against sword ratchetness. Oh man, thanks, Doug.
Thank you.
We try, you know, we try to do what we can do when we do it. Nell and Jared, 5 stars. They leave us 5-star review, says our newest favorite show. I just want you to know it took me several minutes to figure out how to leave a review, but it was worth it. I started listening to your show in January and introduced my fiance to it. We love the show. It is our new way to spend time together. Oh,
thank you. Oh, love.
I often can't wait to get home from work so that we can listen to the latest episode during dinner or bedtime. Oh, do y'all have sex to us?
You could be in the background.
I know. Dude, I don't think I could have sex to a podcast. I would be trying to listen too much.
You've been laughing.
Right. It's so good. We even participated for the first time today. Please keep it up. Sorry we're late on the review. Well, thank you. And you always right on time with the review.
Yeah, that's how I feel. Anytime you leave a review, it is right on time. And for those of you that have left your 5-star reviews on iTunes and Stitcher, you actually left us 10 stars. So you really get to turn your nose up. If you only left 5 stars on iTunes or 5 stars on Stitcher only, I'm still looking at you.
And if you're sexing to the cast, man, remember, take your time. You got a long, we try to keep it long. Try to keep it an hour or so, you know, like, you know, go down several times. Do whatever you need to do. Feel the time. start the foreplay when we start playing the church song, you know, maybe after. Okay, I know some of y'all got guilty conscience. We did get comments on the website, theblackoutist.com. We did an Impossible White Man movie review for London Has Fallen.
Mm-hmm.
We had J.L. Covan of the Righteous Prick podcast.
That
who
was
also,
fun.
It was fun. And he also just put out a video for Trump Penis Enlargement Academy, which was hilarious. Sorry, they got 30,000 views on Facebook. And only 800 on YouTube. Facebook's so full of shit. Like, he shared the video from YouTube to Facebook, and then Facebook's algorithm or whatever made sure the YouTube one didn't get shared that much, but then the Facebook one gets shared like 30,000 times. Man, they know what they're doing.
Right.
Anyway, Rogers J. Trey 13 writes in on our Impossible White Man movie review number 7, London Has Fallen. JL is hilarious. I've heard him on the Adam Carolla show too. Why don't you guys have him and Justin on more? Those guys are light-skinned dynamos.
Whenever we can. He's been on the show several times. So for those of you who are premium, go, I love him. He's been on the show before.
Yeah, and I would definitely have, yeah, JL can come on anytime. Mm-hmm. Justin obviously can come on anytime. It's just he's
trying to be responsible.
I'm happy.
I know
we
that's hard to believe.
Yeah, I'm happy we can still get them, you know, Fridays or Thursdays for Balls Deep Sports,
right.
You know. It's a lot, you know, a lot of commitment to do what we do. Mm-hmm. And, yeah, you know, for people that are premium, and if you listen to Impossible White Man Reviews, and I know you're premium, you get in the pregame and you get in Balls Deep Sports with Justin. So we try to, you know, give you guys some content that way.
Yeah, and a tip, if you have favorite guests, and you're trying to figure out, go listen to their shows, up in the corner, you can actually search that person's name, and every show that they've been on, if you're premium, even if you're not premium, every show that they've been on will pop up, but if you're premium, you'll be able to listen to them.
Yeah, it's in the top right-hand corner of theblackouttest.com.
Mm-hmm.
Also, man, I really want to take the time out to say thank you for the 5-star reviews, sincerely, because You know, we try to encourage positive feedback. I really feel like if people don't like the show or they have, you know, negative things to say, I don't want to be privy to them, and I would rather them move on to something that makes them happier. I'm not really a fan of, you know, people complaining all the time. And you know, we do the show out of our house, out of our apartment, you know, with the same, you know, with the goal of making people happy, of expressing ourselves, of entertaining people. And I think we're getting to a point where people see it as just the entertainment vehicle. And I think a lot of times that happens with people. You get big enough to where they don't see you as a person anymore. They see you as kind of like a product, thing or entertainer, right, or whatever. And I'm under no illusions that that happens. You know, I still feel like there's a lot of people that they're cool with us, but like, you know, we're one disagreement away from them being like, fuck this show, or
right,
you know, there's times where people say fucked up stuff to us, and if we say something back, then it's like, well, I'm a fan of your show, and it's like, well, that doesn't mean you get the right to abuse me or whatever,
right? And you can't hold that hostage.
Yeah, so I just want to say sincerely it's a thank you. These feedback shows are I really feel like they're great for us. They're definitely the most important shows we do all week. They're my favorite shows to look forward to all week because, you know, in addition to the love and the camaraderie and sharing and going back and forth with people, you know, the world and people are just so negative. You know, people are so entitled. People say some fucked up shit, man. And there's stuff you can't help, you know. Like I said, when I read that thread on the message board, I was just like, some of this shit I can't help. Like, Karen right. can't help it. None of us can help it. But people just say such mean, rude things, and even as an artist, you're gonna be sensitive about putting your stuff out there, and it gets through. And no matter how mentally tough you are, it's always the fuck shit that gets through. You know what I mean? It's like, you can be on your timeline having a good time, everybody's joking, and it's that one person that comes in, it's like, I don't like this thing, and you're like, fuck. And I was just having that kind of week, you know, like, we had the Mayor of the Vote shirts that we're selling and the gear that we're selling on Cafe Press. Mm-hmm. And so many people are buying it and enjoying it, but it's the one person that comes along and is like, well, maybe y'all should have said this. That makes you be like, okay, so I guess I got to talk to this person. Like, what's the problem? You know what I mean?
And I think that's just something within you.
Yeah, it gets through to me. You know, like, I'm not a robot. It's why we end up talking about Bernie Sanders shit. If people keep fucking with me about Bernie Sanders, the show is mostly a vehicle for us to talk about our day, what's important to us, the things that are going on in our life. So we might end up talking about these things. So when that comes out onto the show, you know, I am really frustrated. It does bother me. It does get through. And it is that kind of shit that bothers people. And maybe that's why we have a show as opposed to, or why our show is so hot. You know, why our show is dope is because we don't skirt away from talking about that. We won't pretend that it's not happening or whatever. So, I will just say though, it really does me good to hear when people, you know, love on us. When people, you know, when people talk about the things that made them laugh on Twitter with the hashtag, you know, I retweet all that shit because, you know, one, other people are seeing it and they're being like, right. Oh wow, this show must have been really, it is funny, you know? And you never know who's like, I've been following you for 17 years, but I didn't listen till yesterday. Right. And you really are good at this podcast thing. You funny, man. You know, like, you never know.
Thank you. I'm glad you finally showed up.
Yeah, exactly. You know, and there's no pressure for them to show up, but it's cool that they do.
Right.
But it's because people enjoy the show so much, and we just want people to have that enjoyment, you know? Because, like I said, man, and I know it shouldn't get to, or not shouldn't. There's a way to pretend that the shit doesn't get to you, but right. you know, like there's people that have stalked me on social media for years now.
Yes.
You know, like, shit bothers me, and I don't find any strength in pretending that it doesn't, you know, cause I don't feel like a celebrity. I don't feel like, you know, but when you read certain things and you hear certain things and it gets through, I was just having that kind of week where it felt like everything was rubbing my nerves raw and it was just like bringing me down. So having people kind of talk about, you know, the support they have for us, the love they have for us, the entertainment and enjoyment they get from this, it kind of blocks a lot of that stuff out. So this is very important to us. So I don't want people to feel that we take it for granted. It matters a lot. So thank you.
Yeah, we don't. And for me, it actually means a lot when you know that there are people that actually love and support your art and what you do. And the 5-star reviews, I know for a lot of people, they blow it off because they don't really think it's a big deal. And they're like, well, I love them. I know they'll always be there. But it's one of those things where it matters in sponsorships. It matters in, you know, your rankings in iTunes, your rankings on Stitcher. And those are the type of things that they look at, because it's one of those things people go, well, I love afar, which is fine. But also, for some reason in our world, if people hate something or dislike something, they are the goddamn fucking loudest. You hear them, you see them, they're everywhere. But people that really love stuff, a lot of times, which I'm guilty of it too, they have a tendency to be more silent. So even me, myself, I'm actually doing things like supporting things that I love and showing people that I really do love and appreciate what they do, because you don't never know how much that really means to people.
Yeah, and even if they're not the loudest, they get through the most. I can't help it. I don't think anybody that's anyone who puts something out into the world to be consumed can't help it.
Right.
It's like if you had a a potluck. If you had a potluck at work and you brought in a dish for everybody, and one person was just like, "This shit nasty." It's going to, like, that's the one you hear. You know what I'm saying? 19 people could be like, "I fucking love this shit. This is the best." And then one person could be like, "Who made this?" It gets through. And so I try not to, and I definitely don't seek it out. Like, like if people don't like me or something, I tell them, don't tag me on Twitter. You can take it out. Keep it out the hashtag. It's cool for you to just be like, man, fuck these people. I don't like them. And just like, I don't want to fight you about it. It's cool. But, you know, like I said, I just stumbled across this thread, and it was, you know, it's like, the way he reads articles, why do they have to read the whole article? I'm like, cause I make a podcast that I would like to listen to. I hate when I listen to something and somebody skips over important shit in articles, and you're like, well, motherfucker, you skipped over the part that I wanted to hear. You know what I mean?
Or shit that mattered.
Yeah. Or you summarize something and you're completely fucking wrong. But if you would have read it, then, you know, I would know. Or people would, or later on, you know, another thing that happens when you don't read articles, someone writes in and be like, well, y'all didn't say this. And it's like, well, yeah, I didn't think I needed to. I just kind of was skimming through the articles. Like, so like little shit like that. I don't like their voice. I don't like, you know, this or too many episodes, too long. Like it was just getting through to me this week. I don't know why, but it just had me down. So like, going into the Facebook group was cool. Other than that one person who ended up leaving the group, I didn't kick them out. They just left.
Mm-hmm.
Talking to people has been cool. You know, I think maybe this election cycle as well, with people, you know, people that you think are cool, but there's a lot of people that have been like stalking my Twitter, stalking my Facebook,
yes,
like trying to be my friend so they can just keep up with what I'm saying, and then be like, Bernie Sanders, nigga, you know, or Hillary Clinton, bitch, you know. He's like, hey man, I just want to talk about the sandwich I ate today. It was delicious. It's like, well, did they burn it? Did you feel the burn on the sandwich? You're like, hey man, I just, you know, this is just my space right now. So, you know, like I said, when we get this positive stuff, it matters a lot. I think, you know, we joke about like, y'all need to do this, or, you know, try to guilt trip you or whatever. But just on a sincere level, whether you do it or don't do it, just know that it does matter. Everybody that's ever put one of those in has mattered to us. So thank you.
It does matter. And before you go on, well, I guess I can talk about this tomorrow, but so before you go on, so I can make the show a little longer than it already is going to be.
Mm-hmm.
I did my first boot camp today.
Okay.
And it was an experience. Well, I guess we could talk about that tomorrow.
It's up to you. I mean, we can do it tomorrow. We can do it today. It doesn't matter. We don't have a guest tomorrow, so if you want to do it tomorrow, the floor is yours. If you want to talk about it rather than the feedback, that's on you too.
We can do it tomorrow.
All right.
But I want y'all to know I did my first boot camp today, and it was interesting.
All right. We'll talk about it with the tease. That's what they call a teaser.
Yeah, I know they ain't got shit to do with feedback, but this goddamn show is about us, and I feel like saying that.
You know what else is funny? And and I'm not trying to go all Kanye on this, but we built this shit, and it's better than so much other shit.
Right.
Like, we did it. No company, no advisors, no producer, no nothing.
No, we had to learn how to do a lot of shit.
We did this. Two niggas and a microphone,
that,
man.
Dog,
we had a,
ain't that the truth?
We had a snowball microphone.
And we was over that thing like a fucking bonfire, like we were roasting hot dogs.
And we put this together, you know? So it's kind of, you know, I think maybe we're just entering a new level where I'm just gonna have to get used to people just being on some, like, I don't like them, and just have to be like, well, fuck it, you know, because before it felt like, you know, it's so intimate, and people, the only people that really message you really do support you, and they do want to see you do well,
right?
But now we're at that point, I guess, where you just, we're just gonna have to deal with people that are like, fuck them, but I still listen,
right?
And I guess it's just a new thing to get used to, but this is amazing what we've done.
Right, so
you know what I mean, some of your favorites can't do what we do. There's people out there that
been doing it for years.
Yeah, they can't, they'll never be able to accomplish what we've accomplished. And you know, 1100 episodes in, still going strong. You know, like, no shade to anybody else, but we don't, we're not just missing days left and right. We're not just you know, we're not putting out one show a week. You know, we're not heavily editing this shit. We're not giving y'all a 30-minute show sometime. You know, we work our ass off for this, and you know, we deserve the accolades we get because we put the time in for it. We built the communities around it. You know, if we don't make anyone participate in the communities, if they don't like it, they can always dip. But you know, it's sometimes you get the criticism and it's not very constructive, and all you can think is like, well, just move the fuck on, because we, like, we're building something, we're doing something here, and it's really important and it's really unique. And I guarantee you, whatever you move on to, if it makes you happier, you'll never think about us again, and if it doesn't, you'll come back. You mm-hmm. know,
yeah, I don't have a problem with that. I know people joke about us being the gateway to podcasting. And like, people find us and they branch off to other podcasts, and some of them don't come back, which I'm fine. I'm just yeah. glad that you actually took the time to listen to us. So you ready to get them? I miss the old Rod tweets. You know how they be like,
I miss the old Roderick.
Yes.
I'm from the gold Roderick.
Yeah.
Chop up the soul Roderick. Somebody was mad at me because I liked the new Kanye. I was like, nigga, I didn't say he was cool.
No.
But this music is good. I don't know what the fuck to tell y'all. Sorry, it's good. Sorry, it's not like I'm okay. It's not like I listened to Kanye and I came back and was like, you know what, it's hot, and Bill Cosby didn't do it. I listened to it, was like, it's hot, that nigga's crazy, but right. it's hot,
right? And you've been playing it bits and pieces, but mm-hmm. I actually finally sat down at work and actually just played it, kind of uninterrupted, without, you know, bouncing around.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, it is hot fire.
And he's still changing shit. He changed Wolves. He added a track with Frank Ocean. Like, he's still changing the album, like, every day on Tidal. It's crazy.
And Tidal is actually, if I'm not mistaken, I read online that Tidal might be
extending the free trial of mine.
Right, so that people can get that new Kanye.
Crazy.
So, you know, and that's probably just long enough for Beyonce, hint, hint, to drop her new album before she start touring. Cause I don't see no formation to it without a formation album.
Yeah, well, anyway.
And I'm gonna be here for it because I'm gonna have Tidal.
It's my fault for looking at the message board. So it's
no,
not
that's okay.
It's none of y'all's fault at the message board. Y'all should be free to say and criticize and talk about whatever you want. Cause
correct.
It's not like when motherfuckers be like Kanye, like me saying Kanye is crazy on this podcast. I don't expect Kanye to hit me up and be like, "Hey, nigga, that was fucked up, man. You know, I ain't really crazy." And I heard the podcast. I'll be like, "Oh, nigga, you did say that shit about Bill Cosby, though." I tell him that to his face. I'm not lying. But I'm just saying, I don't expect, it's not like if I said something about Chris Brown, I expect that nigga to be like, "It really hurt my feelings when the black autist made that joke." So mm-mm. I totally understand that y'all's right and all that stuff. So I don't want anybody to feel bad about it.
Nope.
Just as long as y'all don't at me with it or send it to me, I don't care.
Me too.
All right. How are you feeling about voting in the primaries was the poll for episode 1156, early voting. Yay. 6% of our audience says yay. They are excited about voting in this mm-mm. primary. 2% of our audience says, "I'm burning. I'm burning." And 91% said, "Meh."
I'm in that percentage.
And this is actually where Man the Vote was born. This poll. Like, honestly, because Man the Vote wasn't a thing until Saturday afternoon when I was like, you know what? We should make shirts out of this shit, because everybody feels, 91% of y'all feel that way.
I'm not excited at all.
You know? Feel the man. I'm with man. Make America man again. And then Jeb Bush would just be man with an exclamation point.
It'll be meh.
No. Meh, Jeb.
That's how you pronounce it, with that exclamation point.
Clap, please. Please clap.
Y'all, please, please. Can you clap?
EVE says, the polling site is on the route of my daily walk, so I guess I might as well stop by and vote. Hashtag mad to vote. There you go, EVE.
Oh.
Got the right attitude. And don't let anybody shame y'all. You don't have to be excited about voting. You just get in there and vote. You do your obligation as a citizen in this country and as an adult. Sometimes you have to do things that you're not that excited about but are necessary for this government to keep working. And you get in there and you pull that lever anyway. That's what it's about.
Mm-hmm.
Register some new voters. Yeah, they go, I don't really like these people. You go, I don't either. But it's okay.
Yeah.
We're going to get in here. We're going to vote out racist judges. We're going to vote for they, so they don't fund a new sports arena. We're going to find a reason to vote apathetically. Let's do it.
Right. And for those of you that are like, well, I'm not voting for the, what is it? Is it not the primary, but what's happening now?
Primary is now. Yeah, General is later.
Yeah. The primary is now. Please go, because the reason why I'm saying go is because there might be other shit and you can actually leave it blank.
Yep.
Like you don't actually have to vote. You can actually leave that part blank, but it might be schools. They might be have some gay shit on there. You might want to vote down. Yeah. You know, all kinds of shit on there. So
go in there and make sure that everybody can use the bathroom they want to.
Right. You'd be like, no, y'all would not discriminate against gays.
I figured out how to fix that, by the way. They keep saying they can't let transgender people use whichever bathroom that they want to use, because it might be some raping going on and sexual assaults and all this stuff that they keep trying to slander the LGBTQ community with.
Right.
I realize how to fix that. We need to create a rape bathroom, and rapists can go in there, and just rapists. Like, nobody else goes in there.
Nobody else.
So rapists go into the rape bathroom, and then everybody else can go to whichever bathroom they want, because those are the people that don't rape. Duh. So problem solved, Republicans. We can all stop with the bullshit now. Okay, we just have
wasting taxpayers money.
Yeah, you can go to your ladies bathroom if that's the gender you prefer or choose or however you express it, and you can go to the men's bathroom, same thing there, and then you go to the rape bathroom if you identify as a person that is only going to those bathrooms to rape people. Good luck. All right.
Yeah.
That bathroom could just open up into a hole on the floor and you just fall into some spikes. I don't care. The point being that if that is the reason we can't let, because you know nobody was getting raped in bathrooms before this idea came out. Obviously, bathrooms were the safest place in the world. So now we have a place where we can make it rape free by just creating a rape zone that those people can go fall into a pit. There you go. And nobody else goes in there. Wouldn't that be awkward though if somebody went in there? You're like, oh, really? You? You know, like, you know how people go, like, oh, let's go. Hey, man, I gotta use the bathroom. I gotta use the bathroom too. And you go in at the same time, and then they're like, oh, no, I'm going to the rape bathroom. You're like,
we can't be friends no more.
Right. Kevin, for real? And then they just fall into that pit of spikes, like Mortal Kombat 1.
Finish him.
Episode 1147, Mayor of the Vote. We had D Palm of the Dude You podcast on, and the poll was, who wrote those Kim K tweets? We didn't have any comments. The poll was, who wrote those Kim K tweets? 49% of you guys say Kim Kardashian wrote her own tweets.
I think she did.
51% say Kanye. That's a close poll.
That is.
Samantha said, dedicated to Tony Brown from us young Negroes of the world. Oh, I'm not even gonna explain the back behind that joke. You're either in the face of the group or you're not. Y'all niggas are horrendous. We have episode 1158, Massa Trump, where we talked about Sarah Palin black pastor introducing Donald Trump, bunch of shit. Let's check the comments. What are you gonna say?
Yeah, that brother.
Oh yeah, he was that dear brother.
Right.
D Sat says, about the questions at the Democratic town hall about whether to call Trump a racist, I think part of the problem is the way white people usually interpret that type of the question. And when white people speak, racism isn't an objective part of the real world. It's part of an individual state of mind. If you're white and you feel that your conscience is clear, then for you, the question is resolved. That's part of how white people can claim not to be racist and expect other people to take their word for it. So I guess what they're saying is, like, unless you out here like, unless like Donald Trump is out here calling people niggers or something, it's like, well, as long as their heart's in the right place, I would never call another person racist because we're both white people and I don't want to admit that their heart is in the wrong place and they just are racist. Mm-hmm. That makes sense, because I swear nothing anybody does can be considered racist anymore.
No, and I think my philosophy on this, and I've always felt like this, as individuals, most people in most races, no problem. But it's funny how women and browns and minorities are all grouped together. Anything one person does, it represents the whole group. But that is never done the reverse when it comes to white people. They're always looked at as individuals. When you have people out here fucking up, when you got the KKK and shit like that, don't nobody ever look at the entire group and say, this is a fucked up group. Everybody's always individual, always. Nobody is ever looked at as a collective, because if they was, views would change.
Yep. From that point of view, for Bernie and Hillary to be asked whether Trump is racist probably felt like being asked if they knew what goes on in his mind. If so, that would help account for the muddled responses. Actually, I doubt whether Trump himself knows how his mind works. I doubt even more that he cares. His complete non-questioning of himself is a big part of why he's popular among his supporters. By being that way, he helps them keep their own consciences clear of doubt. Okay. To avoid that quicksand, the Democratic candidates might have said that Trump has been waging a racist campaign. There's abundant evidence for that. Plus, that response would shift the focus away from Trump's persona and onto his behavior where it needs to be. His campaign has caused enormous harm to our society, even without his being nominated or elected. If the Democrats hold him responsible for that, they'll do the whole world a favor. I think they could get a lot of traction from doing so. Best regards, David in Brooklyn. Okay, here's my thing with this. I think they just didn't call him racist because they don't want white people that vote Democrat to have to think about race and racism, because many, many, many white people in this country feel that calling out racism is worse than being racist. And yes, they would immediately,
even though you're the victim, but yes,
the news would cover it, and many of their supporters would immediately say, Bernie and Hillary are divisive. Why are they bringing up race? That, you know, they don't like from my experience, especially over these past 8 years, the one thing I've learned the most is white people do not mind being racist as much as they hate being called out for being racist. Mm-hmm. And that doesn't mean all white people are racist or anything like mm-hmm. that, but in general, white people are completely willing to contribute to and be part of a racist ass system as long as it is not overtly pointed out, hey, do you know you are participating in a racist ass situation? And then at that point they get mad at you for pointing it out and then continue to want to participate in this situation. That's it. So I think the reason they didn't say anything is, and not to mention, they would just become the soundbite, because CNN, MSNBC, and Fox News and all these other channels have more than enough evidence to just call Donald Trump a racist.
Come on, goddamn, come on, dog.
Yeah, it's not like they're lacking evidence. They just want someone else to say it for them so they can turn the media cycle into Hillary Clinton calls Donald Trump a racist, Bernie Sanders calls Donald Trump a racist. They don't actually want to come out and say Donald Trump is running a racist campaign and he's probably a racist, which CNN, MSNBC, Fox News could all say. Mm-hmm. They just don't want to. So,
right, because they basically gave him his fucking whole campaign for free.
Yeah, they were farming it out to these other people. Meanwhile, you know, Don Lemon's gonna, like, he's asking this tough question and being like, I don't want you to skip on the question, is he a racist? And it's like, okay, well, Don, you're gonna have him interview with him on your show at some point. Mm-hmm. You know, and then you're gonna ask him, is he racist? He's gonna say no, and you're never gonna be like, yeah, he's racist. Like, when he hangs up, be like, that dude's a fucking racist, I don't know. Anyway, EVE said, and by the way, I'm not trying to dismiss your answer. I do think people do a lot of mental gymnastics to get to what, like you said, like, oh, his mind and his heart might be in the right place, and just because he's willing to run a racist campaign and accept racist votes doesn't make him a racist. Maybe he really just wants to be president that bad. And it's like, yeah, all that shit is still racist.
Right, and when you want to be the president of the whole fucking country, all these brown folks and Muslims and shit you calling out, you fucking representing these people too.
Yeah, if you're upholding racism, you're racist. I don't have I don't have time to bicker with you
racist
about
and
the semantics.
Sexist.
Yeah, I don't have time to bicker with you about the semantics of it.
Right.
You know what I mean? Like, people want to have these, well, what about, you know, what if he's not racist, but he just happens to be cool with the KKK? Hey, nigga, you racist to me. I don't have time to differ between those two. Like, I'm not going to be like, oh, well, I would hang out with Donald Trump, just not David Duke. Nah, both y'all can go to hell.
Right, and that's the thing, when you don't have a dog in the fight, or when, regardless of what this person does, it's not going to directly affect you, their policies and shit like that will never flow your way, so you don't care. But for the people that it directly affect, and this could be life and death, this could be money and assistance that they could need, that all of a sudden is going to fucking run dry when they, like, slash and cut every fucking thing. This could be somebody having a child they don't want to have, and going to and paying a doctor's ridiculous amount of money to have abortions in fucking back alleys, because they, and like in Texas, they've shut down fucking 41 abortion clinics across the state, and women have to drive hundreds of miles and pay all this goddamn extra money. When shit like that happens, I don't have time to debate the nuances with you.
Mm-hmm. EVE says, I forget the name of that clown pastor who was hyping Trump, but I think the only thing missing was some tap shoes and him singing Zippity Doo Dah. He had to be doing that for a check, and I can't imagine there being enough money in the world for me to do something like that. It's a shame what people are willing to do for a paycheck instead of holding on to their dignity.
Yeah, Donald Trump don't know who that goddamn man is.
Amani says, she will never get invited to talk about the newest Beyonce video. Excuse me, Dream Hampton? Didn't you used to be a music writer? If you're not getting invited to talk shows, maybe fire your agent and stop taking shots at other activists because you don't like the fact that they have outside interest in life. I get people are going to have disagreements in the movement, and there are going to be people you just don't fuck with, but it can't be this. It's already thankless enough just trying to be black as it is. I just hate to see it.
Come on, dog.
Yeah, using that other, and she deleted the post, which is kind of her thing. She's also deleted her Twitter before. She's, you know, she can kind of go on these tangents and these rants and then delete it like it didn't happen. But yeah, she, you know, I don't know. Maybe somebody got in her ear and said, yo, this is a bad look. Cause when people do shit like that, it's a bad look. When Sean King and them came at Netta and DeRay on some petty shit, it looks bad, man.
Right. Visually, it's bad.
You know, one of the things I really like about Netta is that, she will say something back. You know,
yeah, and for some reason the sexism rolls in with her
all the time. Yeah,
Ray can say stuff, no problem. I mean, he still get clapped back, but nothing like her.
Yeah, for sure. And I mean, it's, I don't know, I don't know how they do what they do. I mean, I'm thankful for them. I have,
me too.
I don't know how they do what they do. I don't know how long a person can do what they do. It boggles my mind, because just if for example, just go on Twitter and click on one of their tweets, look at the replies to it. It's always some bullshit.
Regardless of what, they could be talking about a TV show, they could be talking about anything, but if you click on their replies, I guarantee you, let's say you're talking about Daredevil, she might put something out there about Daredevil. Cunt, whore, I hope you die, I want to kill your fam. That's the shit you be like, what the fuck does it got to do with her talking about Daredevil? They don't care. They just constantly attack you.
Yeah, I mean, it can just be something like, that, like, the responses to something she says will be, like, really patronizing. Like,
right,
this is what y'all should have did in Ferguson or something. It's like, you know, always sent from some nigga that was on his couch or whatever. You know what I mean?
Right.
But it's like it happens all the time, you know. Since I follow her, I kind of see it now more. And anytime DeRay retweets me, I constantly get people coming in talking shit, arguing, being mad, like, you know, saying the most fucked up stuff. Same thing with Marissa, the one of the ladies who went up at the Seattle Bernie Sanders thing. Like, she could retweet me just making a joke or something, and it sometimes days later somebody just comes in and says something fucked up, you know. Like, y'all shouldn't have got on that stage. Y'all knew what y'all was doing. I'm just like, yo,
she retweeted
me talking about how good Pop-Tarts are. Right. You know what I mean? It's not, like, it's not that serious. But, you know, like I said, man, I really do appreciate Netta and DeRay kind of letting us into their lives and seeing that they're entire people, you know, that they might turn up the future, but also turn up to the fact that, you know, they killing us in these streets. Right. You know,
and you can do both,
right? You know, so it's real cool, and like I really appreciate them. It you know, and it does suck to see people kind of come at them out of nowhere sometimes, and you know, and using another activist against an activist is just seems so self-serving and petty. But you know, I don't. But at the same time, I don't know Dream Hampton. I don't know what the fuck could be motivating her to be that way. Or any of that shit. So who knows, you know. I'm sure in her mind she thinks that's good to do, and that that was a good reason, and they need to be taken down for some reason. I just personally can't attest to that from what I've seen. But you know, what do I know? I'm not in the streets either. And I'm also tired of white people telling me black forgiveness is the key. Hillary's statement was just the latest in a long line of thinking that needs to stop. I'm not arguing my humanity with people, and I'm damn sure not going to wait to grieve the way you want me to grieve for me to so you can accept my pain. I'm done with people telling us to be more than MLK. You know who being like Martin didn't work for? Martin Luther King, because they still fucking shot him. So miss me with that bullshit. And that's Trump. Yeah, I agree with everything you just said. And that Trump pastor's nervous laugh reminded me so much of Jason Whitlock as he flailed trying to buy time. I wonder if that's part of the shit on black people handbook they hand out at the meetings. On a personal note, I was listening on the ride home when an asshole sat across from me on the train wearing a Confederate flag hat and shirt. You two had me laughing so hard to be as angry at that fool as I should have been. Your podcast is saving people from catching super nigga charges and having to fight Frieza. Yo.
Ha ha! Not Frieza!
Yo, you know what's funny though? When I seen the dude with the Confederate flag out on his car and then dressed in Confederate, like he was dressed in the Confederate, like, battle gear. Like, it wasn't even like a shirt or something. So maybe he was a
hat, the uniform. I think a reenactment actor.
Yeah, which is funny because I was like, shouldn't you be on horseback? But whatever, you drive your fucking Chevrolet, your shitty ass car, to reenact, you know, fighting to keep my people enslaved. But what I was thinking was like, I was more laughing than mad. I was just like, look at you, like, yeah, just proud and ignorant.
They still make you.
Yeah, they still make Colonel Sanders looking motherfuckers like you. Isn't that something?
He did look like him, didn't he?
Coming off the assembly line just like that. That is, man, wow. It's almost impressive. But seriously, thank you. I'm probably guilty of taking you two for granted sometimes, but on the real, it means so much seeing the two of you have this platform and using it the way you do. It's important to have something built on integrity and authenticity and just believing in yourself, and it's so dope to see you two deal with all this with positivity and challenging yourself to be on the side of the most correct answer instead of falling into the easy cynicism. Seriously, have nothing but love for y'all. Having said that, Karen, I have never been insulted by you before. Black people eating KFC? How could you? Yeah, Karen, how could you do that?
I don't know. And for the 2% of black people out there, I'm here for you.
2%? Well, that's going to be the poll. Niggas don't eat no KFC. That might be the first 0% poll in a while. Laugh my ass off. Y'all keep doing what y'all doing, and don't let them haters change you. Man,
we won't.
I still did them rap lyrics today, dog. And I'm reading all the articles.
And I'm still gonna talk just like this.
Oh shit. what was it like? Was it like to hate us? It's 1,100 episodes.
That's a lot of hate.
Man, if you don't like this, it's like, man, you, that's a lot of dislike. No, it gotta be annoying. Anyway.
Hate is a motivational vehicle.
Well, the poll was, will Azalea Banks come back to Twitter? 93% said yes, 7% yep. said no.
I'm in the yes category.
Amani said, just like your stalker, she won't be able to stay away. Oh, we'll see. We'll see. I know she took to Instagram to spread her ridiculousness.
Right,
now.
So she ain't going nowhere. She just went to another platform.
She's like, social media is too negative and some bullshit. I'm off of here. On to Instagram. I'm like, what? You couldn't even help yourself for a week.
I listened to Meanwhile on Instagram on What's the Tea. It ain't no better.
Right.
In fact, it might be worse because you can't cap it at 140 characters.
We had episode 1159, Bernie versus Hillary, the music, where we played 45 minutes of Bernie versus Hillary trap music.
Yeah.
For folks to enjoy.
It was lit.
Or to not enjoy, depending on how you feel. But I enjoyed breaking it down.
Me too.
All 45 minutes of it, including that one random track where that dude was just like, Hillary Clinton, you are a lesbian. Anyway,
that terrible reggae.
Cavadonna says, dude, because we played Yada, the guy who wants people to cleanse themselves.
That's his name?
Yeah. Tiny Tip. Yada is
so he's the Hotep version of Yoda.
Mm-hmm.
Begun the Hotep wars have.
Too much carbon you eat. More alkaline you need. Nigga eat batteries. I don't know what was up with that guy.
Batteries.
He says Yada is like a walking billboard of why I support Bernie Sanders' free college education, because that jigaboo apparently skipped a few classes. Wait, forget this dude obviously skipped high school biology and got his GED out of a Cracker Jack box. Caitlyn Jenner, first she lived most of her life as a straight rich white man and she hasn't been stripped of that privilege yet. Who's seriously going to tell a 6-foot in shape millionaire and former decathlete that she's a freak of nature to their face? Also, I have an issue of asking celebrities much of anything. Well, look, I'll tell you this much. As much as Caitlyn Jenner says she supports the GOP, I feel like all those motherfuckers would tell her something like, you're a freak of nature and all that shit straight to her face. Maybe not exactly in those words, but I don't think any of those people that in the GOP that are running for president have any level of empathy towards a person like Caitlyn Jenner, period. And they would gladly take her vote. They take anybody's vote, but trust, they're 1 second from shitting on her. It just hasn't risen to that level yet. But you notice they ain't got her on anybody's campaign, so like,
trail.
Yeah, as much as she's been very vocal and nobody's called her and said, hey, can you stump for us, can you get out here and get the vote? No, they, because they're all like, nah, man, I talk too much shit about people just like you and it's ridiculous that you think you should support me. But that's kind of the bigotry that's been allowed to spread through the GOP, because people like Caitlyn Jenner can say, well, it's more about a fiscal conservatism than anything else. It's like, yeah, well, you know what comes with fiscal conservatism? Propping up social conservatism. And that's one of the biggest things. Shit, that's the biggest problem with this country, in my opinion. Anime Sparkster says, Yada is a perfect name because dude kept going on and on and on about nothing. His brand of hotepery is legit dangerous because it takes kernels of actual facts and draws mountain high conclusions from them. For example, broccoli, bananas, and carrots are indeed cultivated. What our esteemed Hotepper doesn't point out is that broccoli was first cultivated using naturally existing plants over 2,000 years ago and carrots around 5,000 years ago. It's not like some evil white man sat in a lab and cooked those veggies up, no pun intended, in a plot to take out the darkies.
Right.
They're man-made, just like domesticated dogs are man-made, bred for specific purposes to best suit human needs. The most egregious example of batshit comes in when he remarks that how about about how black women aren't supposed to have periods because of their different biochemistry. So black women aren't human? Are they a subspecies? We spent the past few decades disproving the notion that black people are biologically separate from white people, and this asshat reinforces it so hard you could think someone was paying him. I'm gonna need someone to call to come collect him in his Party City Feral hat before he kills someone with his suit. I don't know where you buy that hat, man. I don't know.
This is one of a kind. I ain't seen it nowhere.
It's just him and Mojo Jojo that got that hat.
Damn, them only two people.
Him and Queen Latifah from 1985 got that hat.
Well, that's them it. Only three people.
Yeah. before he killed someone with his pseudoscience.
Shit, he might have found her hat.
I don't think he's old enough. I don't know how old he is. That little boy, he's probably like six. Pharaoh had before he killed someone with that pseudoscientific horse hockey. What was that? I guess it should have been horse pucky. Tanya W42 says, those Bernie and Hillary songs had me rolling, reminded me of this song my friends wrote for Obama in 2008. They accurately called Obama getting Bin Laden. Okay, what is this? Obama, the do tells.
Kick it up a notch, fam. Kick it up a notch, fam. Whoa, Bama land. Kick it up a notch, fam. Kick it up a notch, fam. Kick it up a notch, fam. Whoa, Bama land. Whoa, Bama, Bama land. Whoa, Bama, Bama land. Obama has a vision. Bama land. Obama has a dream. Bama land.
So I'm assuming it's based on Black Betty. Isn't that how that song goes? Oh, Black Betty, I am a lamb. Oh, Black Betty,
I heard. I don't even know if that's the name of the song, but I know what you're talking about.
I want to say that's the name of the.
So you asking the wrong burger.
This seems to be a cover of that song. At least.
And they are the whitest of the white.
Yeah, these dudes were like, they would be on the top. They would take their picture and put them on the cover of like organic jam. You know, like preserve.
Yes.
Like that's what it seemed like.
It'll be
like
the cover.
Yeah, like they like Smuckers and most and
yeah, they're like two hippies. Yeah, organic.
Pepperidge Farm brings you. Yeah, I don't know. Is this? Let's see, Black Betty. I think that's the name of the song. Yeah.
Old song, take out 15 minute intro.
Yeah, I called that shit, dog. That, I deserve extra credit for that because I don't listen to white music.
I like that song right there.
I wasn't even
That's
sure
an
when
old
I said
school
that.
Song. You found that on some old timey soundtrack.
That was on the Dukes of Hazzard movie soundtrack, actually, which is the new Dukes of Hazzard, the wacky.
Oh, okay.
Not even no Confederate flag on that shit. Hollywood liberal elites selling out the Aryan white man.
Shit don't stink. Bama land, we're on his team. Bama land, Obama has a vision. Bama land, like MLK. Bama land, gonna make us scream. Bama land, just like Faye Ray.
This is like the opposite of Obama trap music, though. This is like,
yeah,
like he black, so it's like, well, they already hear everything he says in trap, so we need to untrap it to translate to moderate
they,
white
they
voters.
Open it up. Hope we open it up to trap.
All right. They even took all the rock and roll out of it.
Right.
They probably were scared of shit. It's like, oh, Black Mama, bam, bam, bam. Oh no, I don't want to vote for this
guy. That's, no, you're too high, pitch too high.
She said they also accurately called Obama getting Bin Laden. Yep. C6 says, I agree with a lot of what you said about Amber Rose. Amber Rose was on His and Hers the other day. I found myself agreeing with a lot of what she had to say. It seems like a lot of people dismiss her as a feminist because of her image, but I have to respect that she is a feminist on her own terms and refuse to be sex shamed. She was definitely wrong about saying Beyonce always gets a pass, but the high response kind of proved her point. They didn't point out the criticism that Beyonce does get. They just came after Amber for being less virtuous. Yeah, that was really fucked up, because I really think the only way to have a problem with what she said is just to be like, look, Beyonce actually is not just that she's talented, but she gets a lot of shit.
A lot, dog.
You know, like, there's a lot of white feminist TM that make their name on coming after Beyonce. And
I can't even imagine the articles that don't even go viral that are written by people. Like, you know, people write shit about her probably every fucking day.
Right. So, you know, I think she picked a bad example, even though she was trying to show like a similarity.
Right. Mm-hmm.
That being said, I did see some of the responses, and it was people being like, you're a whore, you a slut, how you just gonna say that? And it's like I said, I don't find what Amber Rose is doing to be that fucking controversial or groundbreaking.
Nope.
I don't find her, like, I don't even really find it very educational for, like, people who have really taken the time out to think about this. I don't feel like she's putting out new concepts. I feel like what she's doing is very simple. But you know what? A lot of people are saying a bunch of very simple shit, like Tyrese making money doing it, Steve Harvey making money doing it, and Lord Jamar. Like, a lot of people are out there on that level saying the exact opposite and harmful shit. And if that means that, because it kind of comes down to you being siding with those idiots or letting Amber Rose cook, and I'm on the let Amber Rose cook side. That's it. It's not that complex to me. I'm not a fan, quote unquote. I don't know anything about her to be a fan or not a fan. I didn't buy her book. You know what I mean? I don't find her to be like this really interesting figure. You know, she's an attractive lady and whatnot.
Right.
But as far as you know, what she does for a living, you know, I don't know much about it, and I don't really care, to be honest. But I'm never gonna get on this podcast and be like, well, it's okay to just call her a hoe as long as we can uphold Beyonce as the queen of all things that are great. Like, nah, that's fucked up. Like, it's okay to be like, yo, Amber Rose is cooking in her lane, arguing with people like Joe Budden, and Beyonce is in her lane, you know, running the entire fucking planet. Like, it's fine for two people to exist and not have to be like a rivalry against each other or any of that shit. So I think people just, the people that don't like Amber Rose make it easier to just defend what she says, because they always come at her from the most ridiculous angles.
Mm-hmm.
So that's how I feel about it. But yeah, and also I've never heard her say anything personally where I was just like, yo, I could not disagree more with that. You know, like, she typically says really simple shit. You know, it's amazing that it's controversial for her to be like, well, no one brings up Channing Tatum's stripper history. They just talk about he can act or let him do his thing. She's right. Nobody does bring that shit up. I don't know. Was that something to disagree with about that? Or do you just already dislike her and it's just jumping into, you know, you're just keeping going with that dislike you already have? All right, the poll was, who had better music, Bernie or Hillary? Now, this was a landslide. If this was the primaries, he wouldn't have anything to worry about, because Bernie won 83% to 17%.
Yeah, his hit was flames. He got my vote in this one.
Marissa was on Twitter like, if I would have known,
right,
maybe I wouldn't have got on that stage in Seattle. You know, if he would have came out to that, howdy ho, bitch, this ain't Ned Flanders, maybe he wouldn't have got interrupted that day.
I feel like I'm Bernie Sanders.
Well, came up to the stage, everybody would have been twerking like, oh shit, okay, I know y'all white folks get down like this. Why y'all ain't tell nobody?
Yeah, they kept this shit secret,
right? But nah, they didn't. And Hillary only got 17% of the music, the vote with the music. By the way, I'm not gonna lie, she should have got zero. I don't know what y'all were hearing to give her 17%. I don't know what y'all heard, man. Her Hillary songs wasn't even about her policies or nothing. They was just, it was like, I feel like I'm Bill Clinton because I'm balling out. Anyway, Amani says, I've been clocking the misogyny from too many Bernie supporters during this campaign, but that does make better problematic music. No Ned Flanders, the winner is Bernie Sanders. That is a great point. Say what you want to about misogyny in the campaign and their supporters. It definitely makes better hip hop. Sorry.
Yeah, he does. A lot better hip hop.
Not too many I respect the anthems. You got people out here bumping in these streets. We had no phone calls. Voicemails this week.
No voicemails?
No voicemails. I open up the phone lines as I read these emails out because we did have a couple emails. 704-557-0186. That's 704-557-0186. And let me, so we'll just let this load. Let me see if I can go to it on my phone. Yeah, the new Gmail be taking forever to load on my website.
I still got the old one. I guess I keep it. Not unless they're going to force you to upgrade.
Yeah, like it upgraded me automatically to inbox, and now every time I go there, I'll be like, so are you just gonna wait 10 minutes to let me see my emails? Because I just want to see my emails, Google inbox. Let's not make this any more difficult than it has to be.
Yeah, they did that shit. They was like, we don't give a fuck, it's gonna drag.
All right, so we got a few. Let's see, where do we start? Oh, Mr. Span wrote in. All right, we'll start with him. Quick DMV tip. Something I've learned over the years when it comes to going to the DMV, Secretary of State offices, is that you have to go near closing time. Damn, that's smart. That is genius.
Because they're trying to get the fuck up out of there.
Right. And of course, they start working hard then because they want to leave at 5.
Out of that last 30 minutes.
Man, that's when I go in there and be slow. Be like, yeah, you know, I actually want to open up a new car title right now.
Mm-hmm.
No matter what it is you're going to do during normal business hours at those places, it takes forever and the workers tend to drag ass. So when I have to go, I generally try to go like an hour to a half hour before closing time, because what happens is the place is packed from people waiting all day, but now it's close to closing time. All of a sudden, the workers get batteries in their backs and just try to rush folks out. So I use that shit to my advantage, LOL. I don't know if it'll work like that in NC, but it definitely works here in Michigan. Just thought I'd pass it along, fam.
That makes sense. I would have never thought about that either, but that makes sense. So probably first thing in the morning or either, but the afternoon would probably be better because they're trying to go home.
Well, first thing in the morning is probably the slowest.
Oh, they just starting.
I'm like, I got to be here all day one way or the other. I'm not getting out here no sooner by going fast.
Yeah, because the thing is, once the time hits, they have to serve everybody in there.
Yeah, it's not like they say, well, if you guys get out of here at 4:30 today because you got everybody out of line. Nah, you stay the whole time, so
right.
Yeah, you got to come late. Nerd Geek Ninja wrote in, episode 1158. Hi, Rod and Karen, your DMV story is so real, man. People also need to make sure that they're not accidentally driving around with suspended licenses, which I learned last December the very hard way. I had apparently paid a ticket late. They sent a notification to pay the ticket to the address on my license, but unbeknownst to me, they sent a notification that my license was being suspended to my mom's P.O. box that I hadn't used since college.
Shit.
Plus, my mom is also always traveling, so she rarely checks it. I thought I had changed my address information after I got married. I didn't realize I even had put down a secondary address. So last year, I picked up my husband from the airport, which is about 2 hours away from where I live. Of course, I was excited to have him about having him back. We were listening and talking about TBGWT. Unfortunately, I wasn't watching my speed and I got stopped. So, of course, I'm kicking myself for what I assume is just going to be a really expensive speeding ticket.
Right.
And my husband is helping me get all my info together. When the officer comes back after running my information, he asks if I knew that my license was suspended. Both of us yell, what? Then he tells me that in his county, if you're caught speeding with a suspended license, you go to jail. Me, little old nerdy geeky, always on the up and up me. We were both shocked. I call my sister and tell her to call everyone. My husband is talking to one officer, and the second officer, who pulled up out of nowhere, takes me and handcuffs me, still in shock about that, then place me in the police car. So many thoughts are playing in my head. I'm a black Muslim woman on my way to jail in some tiny country town.
Right in the middle of fucking Timbuk nowhere. I feel you. I understand that. I got a ticket one time going down down in South Carolina, down 521 in the middle of Timbuk fucking nowhere, and the police officer flashed his lights. I fucking stopped in the middle of the goddamn road on the opposite side of the road. I just stopped in the middle of traffic. He came over there. He was like, ma'am, I hope you know, I want to know why you stopped. I said, I wanted you to know you see me. I ain't want to be on no, I've seen TV shows. I know I'm black. I know you white, and I ain't want you to take my black ass to jail. I ain't want no misunderstanding. I fucking stopped. He was like, well, ma'am, you know you could have put people's lives in danger. I ain't give a fuck. I wanted you to know I seen you, mister. Yeah. I feel you, girl.
In Timbuk fucking nowhere. Thank God I have friends in the police department, so my family called them to, you a snitch? No, I'm just kidding. So my family called them to call around and make sure I was being treated fairly, and my dad and brother came down to help me, my husband bailed me out. So I only had to spend around 4 or 5 hours in jail. The next day I found out while getting my license reinstated that I got pulled over in the one county in GA that takes people to jail for suspended licenses. If I got stopped anywhere else, I would have just been getting the ticket. And when I found out about the P.O. Box situation, I saw that they sent my license suspension notification around the same time I paid the ticket, which was early in 2015. All in all, it could have been a lot worse. I'm very grateful that nothing happened. Me too, man. I really...
And what's so fucked up? The one goddamn county. So mm-hmm. they purposely do that. This is probably how they get a lot of goddamn revenue. State counties do shit like that. This is a massive revenue shit. They probably have, like, those... traps. Where people driving and you go from 55 to 35 within a 2 mile frame, but then most people can't slow down.
I seriously might have gone a whole year without knowing my license was suspended. Now it's just a funny anecdote that my siblings bring up whenever I had to go to jail playing Monopoly, shaking my head. The DMV is playing Russian roulette with folks' lives. Hope this wasn't too long. Y'all stay safe out there, Iman. Hey, it wasn't too long at all. And really glad you're safe.
And not only you, sweetie, we glad other people safe. Well, several people hit us up like, hey, I'm glad y'all reminded me, or hey, I found out my shit was suspended. One person was like, hey, I called my boss and was like, my black ass gonna be late because I got to get my papers together.
Mm-hmm. It was like, I checked, like, because y'all said something, and I went to the DMV and got my stuff fixed.
Right.
Yeah, man, check your plates, man. Don't give them any reason to pull you over for some shit you didn't do or could have taken care of. Email/feedback podcast call out. Cassie writes in, hey Karen and Rod, since I've already done my iTunes and Stitcher 5-star review homework, at this week's feedback, I'm sending in the description of TBGWT that I sent another round for the Black Podcast call out. Oh, shout out to Kevin and Tracy. Please go. Oh man, listen. Y'all need to listen to another round with Melissa Harris Perry.
It was good.
It was so good. It was such a great interview. They did such a great job asking questions. She was so forthcoming and open about talking. Like I said, you might not even know who Melissa Harris Perry is, but if you want to get a better understanding of who she is and what she's all about, that's a great way to learn. And just the inner workings of white corporate media spaces and how you can get treated there, and how the importance of diversity there and all that stuff, man. I found out so much stuff. I was 100% right about that person threatening her being, you know, kind of one of the things that was heavily weighing on her decision.
Right.
I mean, that's no laughing matter, man. That, like, she posted that. I remember reading that and thinking, so she's not even on the programming and this is happening to her. Why where's security? Where's someone to help her? And you find out all the backstory with that. And it's also really important for why we need podcasting spaces that have so much different interest, because two black women interviewing Melissa Harris Perry, I feel like, is the most thorough examination of an interview you can possibly have. Mm-hmm. So, and actually, I'm not sorry. I have no apologies about that. It, like, hearing those black women come up with questions for her and relating to some of her experience, because, you know, BuzzFeed is a white network and they work there, and asking the questions that we all were thinking. That's why it's important to have another round. That's why it's important to have, you know, black podcasters in those kind of spaces, because we need that, and we need those stories told, and those experiences connected to. And I'm really thankful that I was able to listen to that podcast. Plus I need y'all to talk about it. So, you know, like, I had to go gossip with my people on G-Chat and talk to Karen at lunch, stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
Please go up one time for the king and queen of black podcasting. Okay, this is what she said them for their black podcast call out. A minute into the show, you will know that Rod and Karen are hot. The Blackout Tips is a hilarious show hosted by your favorite married couple that brings comedy and perspective to the world's current political and cultural news. There is no skirting the subject of race or any other kind of bigotry, but with sound effects and game shows fully equipped with theme music, Rod and Karen make the audience laugh heartily, though, even through even the worst news. The premium content also offers a variety of shows that will get you to find the funny in everything. For example, Balls Deep with Justin makes sports feel as fun as other people say they are when they're spending hours yelling at the TV. This is an awesome podcast station for anyone looking for unfiltered fun. Hope you guys have a great weekend. Cassie, thank you. Yes,
thank you. And shout out to Balls Deep, because one thing I can say about you and Justin, people that are premium go, I don't like sports, but I love Balls Deep.
Yeah, and low key, we be right.
Yeah, y'all do.
I called just in general, because I don't follow college basketball like that, but I definitely called two of them upsets yesterday. Because
there was some upsets.
That Yale upset, I used the deduction of racism. Okay, I'm not proud of it.
With no numbers involved.
Right, I'm not proud of it. I didn't say it was based on sports knowledge or anything specific about those schools, but I was right. Middle Tennessee State had a bunch of niggas that look like they go out and like they picked them up from Park Road Park or Seabrook and just said, hey man, let's go play some basketball.
We get your scholarship.
And they did. And they won their game. I forget who theirs was. It was like two.
With Michigan State?
Yeah, against Michigan State. Them, man, they didn't know what to do with them brothers, man. The brothers was playing like they had necks down at Hornets Nest. And
yeah, and the thing about Michigan State fucked a lot of people brackets up, because a lot of people had them going heavy. Some people even had them going to the finals.
Yeah, a lot. Yeah, so that was dope. And then the other team, Yale, won. That's the other racist thing. Highly disciplined white people. Sorry. Don't matter if they got a black coach or not.
All the fundamentals was happening.
Highly disciplined white dudes are fucking annoying to play against, and they win so much because they just do the right shit.
Yep. They
set picks, backdoor cuts.
They ain't not athletic, but they gonna fuck. Whatever that textbook say, it's gonna be strict by textbook.
Give and go. They pass until they get an open set shot. You spend the whole fucking game, and it's all because you're too used to being lazy. You like,
right.
I'll let him have this jumper. He'll probably miss it. No, he won't. Mm-hmm. He'll never, ever miss that jumper.
Nope. He is 75% on that three, dog.
You are going to have to either block it or get right in his face. It's it's the only choice. And you keep denying it, and they keep busting your ass.
Right, because they've been playing with each other for years, because, you know, they all them go all 4 years. So you have a bunch of seniors out there that have been playing with each other for years. He knows that Bobby likes the middle center court, and Jim likes to shoot the three in the left corner. You ain't going
to
last.
Man, they do that same shit at every YMCA they go to. Like, those dudes. And you know what's funny? Them Yale dudes, they not going to the NBA.
Mm-mm.
That dude is going to be working in somebody's firm. He's going to be working at somebody's firm. You know, somebody's stock market, something. He's going to be doing exchanges on the market.
Yes, he is.
As a 4-year senior, like, with his degree. That dude, but you know what he will do? He'll pass that ball and he'll cut with the give and go. Every time.
Like clockwork, dog.
They will backdoor cut your ass with that pick in the corner by the 3-point line.
And you won't know what's happening.
And you'll be like, why? Whose man is that? That's what.
Right. Whose man is that?
That's what niggas be saying each other when you play them fucking disciplined ass white people teams, man. They so good. Oh, so frustrating.
Right, because all you need is for somebody not to be on their man or miss their assignment or some shit like that, and they gonna bust your ass.
They don't be going for no fakes. Mm-hmm. None of that
you can see what they doing.
None of that crossover shit you doing. Mm-hmm. They be standing right there looking at your feet like, nope. Mm-mm. I'm looking at your waist, looking at the center of your body. I'm only moving when that goes. You can't go nowhere without your waist.
Yeah,
you wasting crossovers out there.
Ain't no fancy dribbles. It's gonna be straight up and down. It's gonna be that. It's gonna be that straight up chest pass. They ain't gonna be lazy with the passes.
I'm just saying, racism will call you some upsets. That's all.
Yes, it will.
I'm just saying. Anyway, Melissa Wright said, live listening. Hello, I love your show, but I'm not that computer nerdy. So how do I listen live? If I have to be a premium subscriber, that's fine. But I Googled a question and got no direct answer. Please help, because this is the best show ever. Let me tell you something, Melissa. I will email you back too. But if you're in off chance that you're listening to this, what you do is you go to Spreecast.com. Okay. Spreecast enables you to log into their website either with Twitter or Facebook
or an email,
right? Once you get all registered there, you can search for our show, The Black Guy Who Tips. We'll probably be on the first page, and we're always on the first page when I go there. But you can also search for The Black Guy Who Tips. We'll come up. You want to subscribe to our show. I don't know if it looks like a heart or something, but it's a heart. Okay. Mm-hmm. So you can watch replays. You can subscribe to us. If you subscribe to us, make sure that you allow, and this goes for premium people too, make sure you allow Spreecast.com to send you emails. It's under the options under being, under your account. What this does is whenever we do a live show, it enables Spreecast to send you an email blast. Boom. Hey, they're going live. It'll tell you when we schedule the show. Like, they schedule the show for 4:30.
Yep.
Then it'll email you at 4 and go 30 minutes until showtime.
Yep. And it emails you, like, depends on how early you do it. It emails you, like, a day before, a day of, and then, like, a few hours before, then 30 minutes. So it emails you several times through the day.
So that's one way to do it, guys. I think you would, I think for a lot of people that want to watch live, it's such a great experience because we have the dopest fans and the best chat room in the game. We play music and stuff before we start. So, you know, if we say the show's going to start at 6, but we don't have a guest or something, we might play music till 6:30 before we even start the show. And, you know, just kind of while I get my articles together that I'm going to read the entire articles of. But we get it together, you know, in my robot, in my dusty ass robot voice. We'll get it together and we'll make sure that we let people
know,
and then they have a good time, and then we start the show.
No, Russell Wilson is the robot voice.
No, apparently, not according to them. Every time I read an article, I sound like this. Ain't that best, Rusty? 0010 coughing. Melissa says, "Hello." Oh yeah, so that's it. And I'll also email her back and
let her know.
Yeah. By the way, the new inbox for Google Gmail, it also has this thing feature where you can auto reply to stuff, and one of my auto replies, like, I can click on it and say, what do you mean by that? That's one of them. The other one says, I don't understand you. Rude. And then the other one is, what's your phone number?
Trying to DM somebody? Right. What's happening?
Hey, like, how did it read that email and get what's your phone number from it? Like, hey girl, I understand you don't know how to listen live.
Oh, that's gonna get somebody fucked up in the paint.
It's your boy Rod.
You gonna hit the wrong one. They're gonna be like, what do you mean, what's my phone number?
Send me a pic, you know. No, like, what is this? And lastly, Quinsilar wrote this on Podomatic.com, and I saw it, so says, hey Rod, thanks for sharing your thoughts on our history in America. Our American history is really hard to listen to and even talk about. While typing my thoughts on this episode, I'm in tears. I was looking up my great grandparents' info on the internet. I only found one of them online, and it was sad because it was a grandparent that was considered mulatto, which we know the history of that. But keep up the great work, Karen and Rod. The episode made me comment on here for the first time, lol. Sorry for going too deep on this about my research and going off topic. Nope, you're fine.
No problem, baby.
And yeah, man, I think that history is painful for a lot of people, but I think we need to think about, why is it painful?
Right.
Because it's nothing that we did.
Nope. And just because something is painful don't mean you need to be ashamed of it.
Yep. We also got this from Queer Girl, who says, hello. Regarding Zendaya, I was horrified by the comedian quotes talking so casually about a mental illness. Even if Zendaya were to have an eating disorder, why is this white bitch joking about it? Many people don't know that eating disorders are the mental illness with the highest fatality rate. My daughter is black and anorexic. She is currently hospitalized and has been there for 2 months now. I rarely see other young women of color in treatment. We have not met a black girl yet, and I strongly believe it's due to access and cultural ignorance on the part of the white establishment.
Correct, baby. And it's also one of the things too where a lot, especially black people, are very, it's better, but for years a lot of black people are very ignorant, and they would go, that's white people shit, because for some reason we don't want to claim this shit affects people across race. And black girls have the same struggles as white women on certain things when it comes to body image.
Yeah, and I think class and privilege has come into that too,
right,
where people feel like on the hierarchy of needs, and because of access to help, you know, like insurance, you know,
right,
things of this nature, a lot of black people have been told and taught to think of these as when they say white people problems, like upper class, middle class, right, like
something we quote unquote can't afford.
You can't afford these problems.
Right.
Like you don't, like, yeah, you, like, it's not even just the denial of having it, but it's like, you got to find an inexpensive way to deal with this.
Right. And that has a lot to do with why black people have a high rate of suicide, a high rate of mental illness and shit like that. And why for a lot of black people, particularly when it comes to mental illness, we would get into the system and they would have a tendency to, versus giving us medication and shit like that, they would do very torturous things to us. And it's just one of those things where, for me, like you say, if some shit happened, as a mom, let's say a single mom with children working two jobs, I can't have a mental breakdown. Who's going to run my household? Who's going to take care of my house? How are my bills going to get paid? As a single dad with children, who's going to take care of this house? How are my children's needs going to get met? Who's going to watch them while I'm out? And it's one of those things where a lot of times the support group matters too. The support system around you. And in America, if you're trying to do it on your own, your support system is not there if you don't have family and friends willing to help you or have the ability to help you.
Can you be all right if you just go to church, okay?
Shit. Church don't solve everything.
Girl, you better Jesus that OCD up out of you.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I can pray to God and pop some pills, too.
Little Holy Ghost that anorexia out of you. Right on up in there. Mm-hmm. Get them to lay some hands on you. And make sure you pay that 10%. That's all we're saying. But, yeah, so she says she is currently hospitalized. Has been there for 2 months. I rarely see other women. Oh, not married. Like, okay. Oh, yeah. When I first brought my daughter to the doctor's office, my baby's ribs were visible. She looked, quote unquote, healthy to the doctor. Her little black body didn't match the white girl's. I had to make an Excel spreadsheet of her vitals to prove the white pediatrician that my daughter was sick and needed treatment now. Wow.
Yeah, because not to get off topic again, it's just one of those things when, and I've said this before, a lot of times when they're doing the studies and statistics, black women most of the time are in these studies. So in their mind, she was fine, because it's one thing, what's considered healthy varies according to race. And it's one of those things where they looked at her and they go, well, she's not hippie and she, quote unquote, is not thick. Or they visually seen her, it's like she fit, not trying to funny, that white woman's model. So as far as they was concerned, she was healthy, which is sad.
Mm-hmm. There's barely any research into eating disorders in black children. It's scary being in a medical situation where your baby girl is the anomaly to everyone. It's so fucking ironic. This white woman made a horrible joke about Zendaya when black girls are not diagnosed for anorexia, bulimia, etc. as frequently as white girls. Thank you for letting me vent. I love the show. And she has some great articles about Zendaya, about her being proud to be African American. We covered the one where what was her name? Juliana or whatever. That lady said her hair smelled like patchouli oil. Mm-hmm. So, all right. Let's see what else we got here. We got another one. Let me move this. All right. Fine ass Redbone writes in. Hi, Rod and Karen. It's your girl, Sugar Bell. who said, will you play the clip of the guy explaining that menstrual cycles are a European thing? I can only think of the clip below. Facts. Okay, let's see what this clip is. Oh, I love this.
Mr. Madison, what you just said is one of the most insanely idiotic things I have ever heard. At no point in your rambling, incoherent response were you even close to anything that could be considered a rational thought. Everyone in this room is now dumber for having listened to it. I award you no points, and may God have mercy on your soul.
Okay, a simple wrong would have done just fine, but
you remain one.
That is exactly how I felt when I read that shit. We are now all dumber for having listened to Mojo Jojo talk about talk about alkaline acid.
Mojo Jojo.
All right, man, we'll be back tomorrow. Hope you guys enjoyed this show. Thank you for all, like I said, these are the shows that get us through, really, man. Thank you for all the love and support, and the reviews and having our backs and stuff. That stuff means more than you guys know.
Yes, it does.
Because you just never know, man. And you know, also thank you, Karen, because I definitely wouldn't be able to do this without you. And we definitely wouldn't be able to have as awesome a show. And you know, you're also one of those people that is kind of like a buffer between the negativity and the world. Because anytime I ever vent to Karen about some shit that somebody said or something fucked up in the chat or the Facebook group or Twitter or whatever, you always have my back, you always listen to me, and it definitely makes a huge difference to be able to go do this stuff, because I'm not really designed to be quote unquote famous. Like, I'm not right. You know, I'm not one of these people that gets off on all the interaction and shit. So,
yeah,
you know, I think a lot of people just assume like, well, the show is popular, so that must mean that's what you want in life, is to talk to everybody all the time. No, it's not true.
Nope. Artists can do something, it can grow, and then it could grow into something they're not expected. They didn't expect it to do, and a lot of people go, well, this is what you want. No, they just want to do their art. They didn't. All the other stuff is extra to the artist a lot of times.
And I definitely couldn't do this show without you, and, you know, obviously your opinion is valued, and it's such a perspective that I can't provide, you know, because we have different, you know, live life experiences. You know, and then also just, you know, being my wife, the sex is great. Thank you for the sex.
You're welcome.
Good bonus. But you know, we do this, and I think, you know, it's easy to take it for granted that we're going to do it, but you know, you do so much with your regular job, then you come here and we do this, and we do so much around the house. And you know, you're just a perfect partner, and I definitely couldn't do this with anybody else.
Oh, thank you. Thank you very much. I love you and I support you. And the thing is, like, this is your kind of your brainchild. And so it's one of those things where I support any dream and vision that you have, as long as it don't involve no jail time. I'm with you.
I know you always cut down on my plans about the jail time. Nope. And you know, there's been several master plans. We could have made a lot of money.
No cartels. I said, I turned it all down.
You know, black women don't have your back is what they tell you, fellas. And, you know, anytime I try to say we need to move cocaine units, get these keys.
I'm the one to veto that. I'm just letting y'all know.
You won't be my trap queen.
I don't trap nothing. And ain't nothing trapped here.
But as far as other than that, other than my nefarious drug dealing schemes, you always do have my back. And
I do, to the end. I will support you to the end.
You know, I think, you know, a lot of people, you know, like our show because we do love each other and we do have a relationship and whatnot. But I just think, you know, there's so much negativity out there. So many people talking about relationships that either aren't in one or don't know what the fuck they're talking about.
Correct.
Or they're in very unhealthy relationships and stuff. And, you know, I think through even with us having different personality types, through us supporting each other and bouncing off each other and, you know, pushing each other forward, that's the thing that makes this great, and that's the thing that makes us great. So
yeah, the thing you're talking about, the different personality type, we do, because the thing is, you're very vocal, but you're an introvert, and I'm very vocal, and I'm an extrovert, so we're like completely opposite on that thing. And sometimes I think people don't have a tendency to understand it. I just know how the different personalities tick.
Well, you see so much shit that's just like, black women this, black women that, and it's all negative shit, but, you know, this show built by a black woman. We definitely wouldn't be doing this. It's definitely not full time. Not for me. If not for a black woman, you know? So, you know, there's so much negative shit that goes on out there by people that just don't know the fuck they're talking about. And I think, you know, every day, you know, you're a living example of the things that, you know, that happen when people are supportive and love each other and work hard for each other. So, you know, I think it's so easy to just get caught up in the negativity out there.
It is.
Especially towards black women. But, you know, this show wouldn't be what it is without a black woman. There's a lot of other shows that wouldn't be what they are without a black woman that people listen to every day. You know, and like I said, as thankful as I am for the fans, I'm even more thankful for you, because we wouldn't be able to do this without your support. You know, it's been many times I was like, man, I don't really want to do this shit today, but you like, let's do it, and we get in there and we do it, you know. Yes. And the second we start the show, it's all, you know, it's all gone. Like, I'm everybody's like, boom, we're clicking and we're ready to do this thing. It's all the worries and the troubles of the day are just gone for however long we're recording that show. And I think you can't get that anywhere else. So
nope.
We'll be back tomorrow. Until then, love you.
I love you too. Mwah. Mwah.